This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And you're on Lady Link with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. How are you going, Basha?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
And we are coming to you live from Melbourne.
We are coming to you live from Melbourne.
And what's our email address?
Our email address is onair@joy.org.au. And you can send us a text in the studio. Say hi. Tell us where you are.
Yeah, we love the communication. If you're listening around the world, please let us know.
Yep. Our text is 0427JOY949. We hope to hear from you, don't we?
We do, because, you know, last week we had a listener from Germany.
We did have a listener from Germany. I hope you're listening again, Germany.
Yes.
That was exciting.
I think her name was Taylor, Eileen Taylor. Very German name.
Eileen Taylor. That is a very German
name. It is a very German name. Sounds like a local on holiday.
So, Basha, can you tell me, what did you do on the weekend?
I went to dinner with you and that was about it. I was sick.
Oh, you were sick when
I know.
You were all sniffly up in the nose.
I know. It was horrible. I had a cold.
Poor dear. I feel for you.
I know.
I really
you
do.
Did. Yeah, you were so upset. You were like, oh, hold on. How are we going to get home? I have to catch a taxi.
I did have to catch a taxi. And I tell you, a taxi from Brunswick to Hawthorn, not the cheapest thing to do.
See? Appreciate me now, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I do appreciate you in your lovely car. Does your car have a name?
I just call it my baby.
Your baby.
I just pat it and say, baby, keep going.
All That's right. About so, it. But Basha and I, we did have dinner. We had dinner with some lovely friends of ours.
We did.
Sarah, Lou, yes. Amy May.
Who came very late.
And my beautiful girlfriend, Nat. And then we went out to Crass, didn't we?
Yes. And how was it?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah?
It was. Yeah. I didn't stay very long because I was very, very tired. I'd had a big week.
Yeah, it was a big week last week.
It was a big week. And this week was, it hasn't been very fun. Let's just say that.
No, especially this weather. Like, what's going on?
I don't know. I
can't believe we're talking about the weather.
I know, but it is interesting because the other day they were saying it was going to snow. I mean, I thought it was summer, so.
I know.
Catch me up here. What's going on?
Our big blue tarp of love will turn into the big blue marquee of love.
I did, on Sunday, I had a great day though because I had a very homey day and then I did a lot of stuff around my suburb.
You went to IKEA.
I went to IKEA.
I saw posts on Facebook and you did not tell me.
I'm sorry.
I could have been dying and I still would have dragged myself into IKEA.
I didn't want to, you know.
I love IKEA.
I love IKEA too. I think every lesbian loves IKEA.
I walk into that store and walk out. You know what that blue bag they have? That little one?
Yeah.
That you could, that probably all of us could fit into? Yeah, I walk out of that thing with that thing packed. I just grab random, a fry pan. Yeah, I don't have enough of those. And, candles. Woohoo! I just grab and chuck and just buy all
That's
this stuff.
That's what we did. We did that. But we did it with one of the kid trolleys. So
yeah,
basically,
so you're wheeling around in those.
Yeah, so basically the idea is you walk up to the front entrance part there and you show them your photo ID and they write down all your details and your mobile number and you can have a little kid trolley. And I'm a big kid, so for me it works really well. And we rolled around on that thing and we pretended it was a car and it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. But yeah, I have sort of an idea for IKEA, you know, a future business idea.
Okay, thrill me.
Thrill you?
Thrill me.
Well, you know how lesbians are really good at putting IKEA furniture together.
Yeah.
Because, well, we just are.
We love to DIY.
Yeah, and that we can actually read the instructions.
Yeah.
You know, IKEA should just have a service where they, you know, have this at the door, you know, that they can rent out a lesbian for the afternoon and she comes around to your house and she puts your furniture together.
I want to know how much they would charge for that.
Because I'm sure they can just rewrite the word lesbian and just put like a little O with a little apostrophe on
lesbian.
It or something. Yeah.
I want to be a lesbian at IKEA.
Yeah. And, they'll just have these little overalls and stuff and they'll stand there and go, you know.
Do they get, like, the price tag? Like, we have lesbians that come in different sizes.
I'm sure you can cater for tastes and, you know, abilities. And maybe if you're building a big piece of furniture, you want some tall ladies. And if it's a small piece, you want some short ladies.
Maybe you'd be, like, boob size as well. Like, you can get
what are we shopping
a D-cup lesbian.
How does that help you building IKEA furniture?
How did we get onto this?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I'm loving it. Also, tonight, we went to Bimbo's, didn't we? We had our
we
monthly
did.
Bimbo's meetup.
Got on my pizza. Thank God. I loved it tonight. Hanging for pizza.
It was good tonight.
It was.
That place was packed out, and unfortunately not all with lesbians, but it was packed out. There was a lot of people there.
It was. There was a 40-minute wait for your dessert pizza.
A 40-minute... I didn't have dessert. What are you talking about?
You so had dessert.
Okay, I had dessert.
I so want to post pictures of that that pizza.
If you ever go to Bimbo's and you want to have a dessert pizza, get a banana pizza and add chocolate and mix that thing all around and spread it all over the pizza, and it's amazing.
No, because it looked disgusting, because when it came out it looked nice, and then you spread that chocolate all over there and it just looked very unappetizing.
It tastes delicious.
Yeah, it tastes delicious, but the onlookers were all like, what is that? Seriously.
Okay, yeah, it looked a little sus. If you can imagine what banana and chocolate looks like all mixed up, then you've got
your
going. It
was pretty bad.
Hey, I wanted to share with you just quickly of an article that I located this week. So I'm going to read it out for you.
All right, go for it.
Okay, so a Darwin woman was in no mood to be neighbourly when a visitor from up the road dropped by. Jo Dodd, who lives at Bees Creek, 30 kilometres south of Darwin Centre, says aggressive barking from her Pomeranian puppy Astro at 5:30 a.m. on Saturday had warned her something wasn't quite right. It didn't take long to find out why, because there in her lounge room was a 1.7-metre saltwater crocodile.
Yeah.
Okay. And this goes on to detail that the 1.7-metre saltwater crocodile had escaped from a crocodile zoo, apparently, that was down the road. She was very scared. Her daughter could have gotten eaten by the crocodile, all the rest of it. It was quite funny. It was quite funny.
It was funny, and I saw that article, and I Googled that article, and all around the world, that article appeared in the exact same text. They did not change the text of that ad anywhere. It just went
an ad.
I know. Well, it felt like an ad. But it was all over the world in all the press. It must have been a slow day for news. And people just put this everywhere. My only question is, you know, did this crocodile go and open the front door?
No. Well, it also explains that she's living in a house that doesn't have walls all the way around it.
Yeah, I was gonna wonder, because I thought, you know, either she doesn't close the door. There's a thing, it's called a security door, you know.
Maybe she lives in a shanty. You know, we shouldn't discriminate against shanty people.
No, I'm not discriminating against her. I was just wondering how it got into the house, because if a crocodile came into my house, I'd be very surprised.
So basically,
apart from the fact from living in the middle of suburbia.
I don't even know. Okay.
But how would it get in there, you know? That's my thoughts.
Okay, well, the thing that I want to know from everyone that's listening, many of you, I'm sure, if you could send me a text on 0427JOY949, I would like to know what's the weirdest thing you've woken up to.
I just laughed at the post you put on Facebook and everything, because you mentioned the weirdest thingy you've woken up to.
The weirdest thingy you've woken up to. Yeah, it was a bit of a spelling error. But
a little bit of a spelling error. Yeah, a lot of people had a bit of fun with that one. Yeah, I know. Just continue.
We're having fun, aren't we?
We are.
Okay. I hope you're having as much fun listening to us. We can waffle on for hours.
Okay, we have a text about IKEA.
IKEA? What would you like to say about IKEA?
Bonnie has written to us.
Yeah.
Telling us about IKEA. Hand me the Allen key and I'll put everything together.
Aww.
IKEA's the bomb. See, lesbian.
IKEA is the bomb.
Yeah, I love IKEA.
Everybody's okay. Look, tell us, please tell us, what's the weirdest thing you've woken up to? Basha, what's the weirdest thing you've woken up to?
Well, it was the sound of a possum. Outside my room, I heard possums. My neighbours have a fruit tree. So I heard these possums in the middle of the night doing that, you know, that thing that they do.
I hate that. Yeah. I hate that.
And so I went to close the window because it was a hot night and I had the window open. I didn't actually realise that the possum was hanging on the fly screen, and I actually closed her between the window and the fly screen.
Oh, the poor thing.
I know, the poor thing. She scared me because I didn't realise she was in there and I could still hear this possum, and I'm thinking, what's going on? And then I opened the window and saw this possum hanging, you know, like those Garfield things, you know, sort of this spread leg thing.
It's like stuck to the window.
And very flat. Like do you remember the books Flat Stanley?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what this thing looked like. And I went, oh, God. And, yeah, I freaked out. And, And I was scared this thing would come into the room and, you know, like attack me because it was scared.
That's brilliant.
So,
that's brilliant.
Yeah. Never came back though. Thank God.
Of course it didn't. We were scared that it'd be a pancake possum.
Shouldn't have eaten that much fruit.
That's sad. I feel bad for the possum.
Oh, it was waking me up 3 o'clock in the morning. What do you expect? I was tired. right. So what's the weirdest thing you've woken up to?
You don't even want to know.
Hello, you brought the topic up. Spill.
There's a lot of weird things I've woken up to. I think probably one of the weirdest is my housemate and I, the first weekend that she moved in, we went into the city one night and we had a bit of a nightclub party on. And I fell asleep on the train, so I guess that counts, on the way home. We used to live out in Ringwood, which is pretty far out. And I woke up, she had made a friend, and I woke up to him in our home.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, not that odd, but...
That's not weird.
It can be a little bit weird, because I have a tendency after a long night out to wake up and make breakfast for everyone in the morning, and when you're making breakfast...
So do you have to go do like a head count or something?
Yeah, pretty much. I shouldn't say that.
Because she's a lovely girl. I don't think that's true.
She's lovely.
We're putting a really bad image of people are going to think that, you know, but she's not like that.
No, but my house is drop-in house. Everybody's always around for dinner or breakfast or lunch.
Everyone's always walking in your house.
They are.
And your door's always open. I'm surprised a crocodile isn't in your house because that door is always open.
Maybe I could wake up to a crocodile.
I'm sure we can arrange that. Ladies, if you have a crocodile.
Yeah. I'm not a crocodile. Crocodile handbag, maybe.
With a nice pair of shoes, yes. With a nice belt.
Ooh, matching.
Yeah.
I like the sound of it.
The ensemble.
All right. What's the weirdest thing you've woken up to? Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Basha and Tian Leylink on Joy. And you're back on Leylink with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Basha.
Tian.
Do you like that song?
It was a good song. I love that you were dancing around.
I was dancing around. I love that song though. It's so cool.
It's a cute song.
It's cooler than me. Oh, that was corny. That was corny.
That was very
cute. I'll own that. Hey, I've got a story to tell you.
I know. I'm waiting to hear this story. Yes? Yes?
So, I recently had to make a booking for some accommodation. My girlfriend Nat and I are going to go away on the Australia Day weekend, which is going to be nice.
Look, that's party weekend.
Yeah, it may be party weekend, but sometimes you've got to relax.
Yeah, that's all right.
Party.
It's okay.
Okay, anyway, so this lovely woman who answered the phone, was answering all my emails, she was really gorgeous. When I first spoke to her on the phone, I said to her, she said to me, I should say, now who will be staying with you? And I said, my girlfriend, Nat. Where she'll be saying anything. She was like, oh, okay, great, no worries. Then she sent me an email the other day and she ended the email with, looking forward to meeting you and your friend Nat.
Yeah, because you said girlfriend.
Yeah.
Straight people automatically think that you meant your best friend.
Okay. So I should set the scene. We're staying in a cabin in the middle of nowhere with one queen bed. It's a little romantic. Anyway, so... I want to start this discussion because I really feel like I have to email this woman and say, oh no, Nat's not my friend, she's my girlfriend.
Yeah, you want to out yourself to the hotel staff.
And I feel like I have to because
yeah,
it is
difficult.
I feel like I've got to avoid an awkward situation. There should be no awkward situation in this world when it comes to two women wanting to stay in a hotel together. That should be fine and everyone should respect that. But I still feel like I want to avoid a possible awkward situation.
Well,
with her.
I've written a list of tips.
Okay, I want to know how I can not come out. But
okay,
come out.
So tip one would be, don't mention the other person. Refer to them as your partner.
Oh, okay.
If
that's
you're
a
booking
smart
on
one.
Email, just use an initial and their surname.
Okay.
Most hotels won't pressure you for their name because of discretion, because, okay, you know, you could be having an affair or something and this could be, you know, somebody famous or something.
Dirty affair.
So there's the one tip. And, yeah, you can just insist on a queen-size bed and all that kind of stuff that you do as you're booking a hotel without an issue. Some hotels do have two queen-size beds in them, so that's always helpful.
Yeah, well, I suppose. I mean, you know, I do tend to steal the covers.
So that's always helpful. So you don't have to out yourself there because you just go, what are the facilities? Oh, two queen-size beds in the room? Brilliant. That's fine. So one day you sleep on the left, the next day you sleep on the right. It's great.
so you
just
pick
move.
Or choose.
The problem is not so much booking the room. It's actually checking in.
Okay.
Because when you check in, it's where they see and they realise.
This is my fear.
Okay, in a small hotel like what you've booked, it's probably not going to happen. But in a larger hotel, what happens is they see you check in, and I've had this happen to me, and then they change the room on you. You go upstairs and you see two single beds, and it's like, hold on, I thought we booked a double or a queen.
Yeah, that'd be awkward.
Having to go back downstairs, it's a bit awkward.
That would be awkward.
So tip number two, when you're checking in, possibly don't have the second person standing right next to you, staring at you, going, hello.
Hi, I'm a homo. How are you?
Maybe they're parking the car or they're getting the luggage out. You know,
okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Or they're just standing around in the foyer somewhere.
Loitering.
Loitering in the corner with a newspaper.
Sounding a bit sus.
As I said, worst case, you end up with a room with single beds. Now, you don't want to go back and request. So you can do what I did once was we rearranged the room.
You just pushed them together?
We just pushed them together.
See, I wouldn't mind doing that.
But it had its downside because there were wooden frames. So in the middle of the bed, there was this lovely wooden frame. Oh. So that wasn't really nice.
A bit gaffy.
Yeah, no, it hurt. If you rolled over, it was like, ow, that's painful. But the best thing about this was every morning the cleaner came in and she rearranged the rooms back.
You're kidding.
No, and she did this 3 days in a row, I think. And finally, I think she realised that.
You guys wanted to sleep together, yeah, not apart.
Because it was like, we then seriously rearranged. We like moved the bed, because she put the bedside. We moved the bed. We rearranged the whole hotel room. We moved the bedside tables on the corners. And we re-changed everything. We were like, okay, we're doing this now once and for all. And finally, she got the hint and stopped unrearranging the room. So that was at least helpful.
You know, I think I would like to just do that for fun. Just go into a hotel and just rearrange everything. Maybe, well, you know, even get really clever with it and like glue everything to the ceiling. So they walk in and everything's on the roof.
Yeah, that's pretty strong glue.
Yeah.
But then your other option is always you can snuggle on the single.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. No, I like to spread out.
See, I know, it's a bit difficult.
I think it's mostly in the morning that I get pretty grabby. Not in a dodgy way. I mean grabby in a come over here, please, I want to snuggle now way.
But I believe we're going to go to a song and some breaks.
We are going to go to a song and some breaks.
And we're going to mention some gay-friendly accommodation places.
We are. So we've got a bit of a listing.
And I have a story
websites.
To tell as well about that. So
really?
So we can give you some advice on that.
Looking forward to that, Barsha.
I know.
All right. Look, if you know of some gay-friendly accommodation you'd like to share with us whilst we're having our song, we can read it out for you after the song. You can give us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Barsha and Tian, Lay Link on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link with Barsha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We are coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. We want to know where you are and we want to know if you know of any gay-friendly accommodation in Victoria that I could look up. You can text us on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Barsha, we've got links and we've got locations.
Well, we have links, yes. I have a few links. So if you type in gay-friendly accommodation in
Google.
Into Google, and you actually get quite a lot, which is quite nice.
Mm.
The one I personally liked was Gal Stays.
Gal Stays?
Gal Stays.
G-A-L-S-T-A-Y-S.
Yeah.
Gal, as in gals.
Gals.
You got your gals.
And Tays. Then it's Gal Stays.
Gal Stays.
Because they're actually run by gay and lesbian couples, I presume couples or people.
Oh, that's good.
So they're, of course, a bit more accommodating then.
Well, we know the gay elves, they know how to do it right.
Yeah. So, you know, there you don't have to worry about coming out because they'll be like, you do know. they'll give you the warning.
Are you aware that this is an LGBT-friendly location? Well, yes, I am.
And there's a nudist beach.
Close Get on board.
Yes, and also What If.
What If.
Or Take a Break. Just put in the words gay accommodation somewhere in there and you will get taken to a link which is there. I don't think that hotels are really such an issue. I think where you may hit problems is B&Bs.
You reckon B&Bs?
Well, because you're in people's houses. Some people may have an issue with it.
It's a little bit more personal.
It's a little bit more personal.
You're in their space.
Now, in England, I actually stayed in a gay-friendly B&B run by a lovely couple. They were
Nothing.
So cute. Oh, they were cute. They were adorable. One was a lawyer, very serious. And his partner was an actor.
Oh.
And while he was making us breakfast in the morning, he was telling us all these lovely stories and how he'd been in movies, but unfortunately his parts had been cut out.
Oh, wait, his parts or his parts?
His filmed
okay.
parts, not his parts. No.
Is this a gay musical?
No. But yes, so he was telling us all about that, so that was fun. But they were good guys, and it was quite funny, actually. Recently I saw there's a show called The Hotel Inspector. And that particular establishment was featured in there. They were talking about the rooms.
What about the rooms?
Yeah, if you have to say, well, he had coloured rooms. So he had three rooms. So he had the red room, the green room, and I can't remember the other room. So our friends stayed in one room, and I think that was the green room. So him and his partner stayed in the green room, and then I stayed with my partner in, I think it was the red room, and then there was the single room.
A single room.
Yeah, that was where our other friend stayed. She was single.
Oh, poor girl.
I know, it's all right.
The single room. How would you feel if you went to a hotel and they had them called like couples room, single room, desperate and dateless room? Like,
yeah, but this room was there because, you know, they get a lot of business people because they were close to London, and so they get the business people who just come in to do business and come for a day and leave. Because in a hotel you'll end up paying a lot more if you have a double room because you have to still pay for the room. And and that the single room is constantly used. So, yeah, it was quite funny to sit home and watch the television and go, I know that place. I know that guy. And then they're talking about turned one of the closets into a shower.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking, okay. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
You've come out of it.
Great question.
Why turn it into a shower? But
so you can go into it every once in a while.
But, yeah, so we will put a link on our website where you can see some of these locations. So if you're looking for gay-friendly places, Tian will be so kind, won't you?
I will be so kind.
This time?
This time. I may have forgotten to upload the Hillary speech from last week's show.
Yes, you did. I was very upset.
Basha is upset. She's very disgruntled about it.
No, it's all good. I did message you, I think, today or yesterday saying, by the way, where was the Hillary speech? Because I didn't see it on the website.
We are, of course, talking about our Facebook page, Lay Link, which we would invite you to like. We've been getting lots of likes the last week. It's been very nice.
And
I'm feeling well liked.
Send us messages. Ask us questions. Messages. We're really good advice givers.
Yeah, if you want to know events that are upcoming, we can give you some information about that.
Yes.
We're pretty good with stuff like that. You just want to chat, say hi.
Yeah, say hi.
If you've got an idea for our show.
Exactly.
If you'd like us to stop talking. Not so much, but feel free.
you can message us. Won't happen.
We give great relationship advice as well.
We do. I was giving that today.
You were giving that today.
At Bimbo's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bimbo's was a lot of fun.
It was.
Oh, I just want to go back.
I know. $4 pizzas. Can't say no to that.
You really can't.
No.
Anyway, look, as I was saying earlier, if you've got some gay-friendly accommodation locations you'd like to share, then we invite you to send us a text on 0427-JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. We hope to hear from you. You're listening to Basha and Tian, Lay Link on Joy. And you're back on Lay Link with Basha and Tian. We've been talking about gay-friendly accommodation in Victoria. We've been talking about what's the weirdest thing you've found in your lounge or your house when you've woken up in the morning. Which is,
I believe you were reminded of a story.
I was reminded of a story.
You'd forgotten it earlier.
I've forgotten it again. I'm on a roll, aren't I?
Sleepwalking.
Yes, my
Orange
housemate.
Juice.
My housemate sleepwalks.
She does.
Not even kidding. And one morning we woke up and we found that the kitchen floor and all around the bottom of the fridge and you know that the fresh fruit part in the bottom of the fridge. What's it called? A crisper?
The crisper
filled with orange juice. She got up in the middle of the night and she poured orange juice all over the place. She's a nut.
Well,
I love it. She actually, we got home from radio last week and I came out of the bathroom and she was up, she was asleep, but she was standing in front of the bathroom door with this ghostly kind of look on her face and she was like she was possessed. And in the morning she just had no recollection. She just got no idea what she was doing.
Well, there you go.
It's freaky.
It is freaky, but...
I want to know, does anyone else have any sleepwalkers out there?
I used to sleepwalk as a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever, like, do it? Did you ever wake up and you'd be out in the kitchen or
anything? My mum would never wake me up.
Because it's apparently it's bad to wake up someone who sleepwalks, isn't that
but
right?
But my mum once stopped me walking out the door at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was dressed for school. And after that, my dad put a lock very high on the door so I couldn't actually open the door.
Well, that's
a good
thing.
They were worried if my mum fell asleep and didn't hear me because she woke up. Like, the kid's gone, you know, 6-year-old kid's gone to school at 3 in the morning.
A bit too much education for you.
Yeah, so... God. But they did catch me a few times sitting in the kitchen eating breakfast. So I was sitting there at like 3 o'clock in the morning having cereal.
Are you
and
still...
I'd have conversations with them and everything.
Are you still an early riser?
No, oh God, no.
No, you love your sleep-ins now.
I love my sleep-ins. Mm. And I don't sleepwalk.
I love my sleep-ins.
I haven't sleepwalked in years. I only did it as a kid for a few years and that was it.
I sleep-talk. Quite a lot, apparently.
There's an app you can get that records that, so you know
really?
What you say. Yes. So it'll record what you say, because sometimes you could say things, because people who sleep talk actually get a bit scared, because you may
divulge information. That's the thing, is I'm really, really concerned that I'm going to say something really embarrassing in my sleep.
Yeah, but you could divulge, you know, like especially people like who are having affairs or something, you know.
Oh,
they could divulge something unintentionally, and how do they then cover that up?
Don't worry about screaming out your lover's name during passionate times with your wife.
No, you're sleeping and you just scream out the neighbour's name. Hey, Fred.
Do not covet thy neighbour. Basha.
That's how you find out your husband's gay.
Or your wife.
Well,
we were going to talk about tattoos. You wanted to talk about tattoos because I mentioned earlier in the week that I'm getting a new tattoo or an extension of a current tattoo. All tattoos are current. Anyway, I mentioned that I was going to, you know, update the tattoo that I've currently got because I wanted to get a back piece done, which is going to be really flowery and cool. And anyway, you weren't too keen on the idea.
Oh, look, I'm not against them. I read an article recently in the paper about the fact that actually Gen Ys are probably the most tattooed and they're actually getting a lot. And actually a lot of females are getting tattooed.
I think definitely. I mean, tattoos are something that's become a whole lot more
mainstream.
Mainstream, and accepted by society as a whole as well.
No, it is.
There's not a lot of people out there who.
Look, I appreciate tattoos in other people. I just don't want them on myself.
I think society's still a little bit sexist in the way it views tattoos on women. But anyway,
no, I think that's changing.
In what way do you think that's changing?
I don't think that people look at people with, you know, even like your half sleeves or your sleeves. I don't think people see that anymore and say, oh, my God, that must be that kind of a person.
Well, I definitely think that's changing, but I was leaning more towards the idea that a lot of mainstream society is not really very down with the idea of women having tattoos because they think that women should be all girly and feminine and lovely and they shouldn't have ink all over them, whereas I think
that
women
that.
With tattoos can be the most sexiest
still,
of all.
They can still, you know, rock a half sleeve or a full sleeve.
They can.
Look at Ruby.
Especially, though, you know, those girls that have got that real, like, rockabilly kind of style.
Yeah.
That's hot.
That's
really
works.
Hot. It does. It works.
It does work for them. But, see, I get people get tattoos because they, you know, expressing something artistic on their body and maybe you want to remember a significant event or something important. But, see, that's something that
just doesn't appeal for you?
No, I have those in my head. I just don't need a reminder. I don't have something that I could associate an image and say, okay, I want it tattooed on my arm or something.
Maybe you know, that's the difference between you and me is I have a really terrible memory.
Yeah, see, so I remember those things, but... That's probably why I just wouldn't do it, apart from the pain factor. And, that just doesn't appeal to me, the pain factor, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, some tattoos hurt and some don't. I've had ones that have been so painful that I've just wanted to cry mama the whole time. And I've had some where I've sat there and read a book and it's not an issue.
And then removal, very expensive.
Why would you get it removed in the first place? Just get a tattoo that is not stupid. Don't go and get your lover's name tattooed on you. Don't go and get, you know, stars all over the side of your face.
Well, the guy who got a... Was it the girl or a guy who got a penis on their back?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
are you kidding?
No.
Oh, that's terrible.
But know your tattoo artist.
My tattoo artist?
No, I'm saying you should know your tattoo artist.
Oh, I do know my tattoo
artist. But don't go to, like, a stranger or something or just go to random people on the street or...
No, but new people
don't
can
go,
be good.
Don't go when you're drunk.
Yeah, definitely. Well, a tattoo artist should be responsible and ask you if you have been drinking in the last 24 hours. And if you have, you definitely should tell them because you don't want to bleed too much. And of course, alcohol thins the blood and you will bleed all over the place if you get inked.
That's lovely. See, there's another reason I don't want to get a tattoo. You've just
putting people off.
The
awesome.
Bleeding factor, that's great. But
doing well.
My only thing is the wrinkle factor. Just be mindful of where you put the tattoo because eventually skin does sag. It gives after a while and your lovely butterfly could turn into a moth or something.
You were saying this earlier, but I really don't think that, you know, by the time my skin is sagging in different parts of my body, I don't think I'm going to care.
Yeah, but, okay, I was thinking more along the lines of a friend of mine had a butterfly tattoo on her stomach right next to her belly button. She is planning on having a large family. When I saw this tattoo, my first response was, that thing's going to blow up like a moth after you get pregnant. What is going to happen to this butterfly when, you know, you give birth? It's going to deform. It's not going to look the way it did in the past.
Okay. I get your point.
And that's
in that
what
way,
I'm
yes.
saying.
Just be aware of where you're putting it on your body, I suppose, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, as I said, to each their own. But, no, I'm a bit of a wuss that way. I express my artistic way. Things in different ways. I'm just not going to put them on my body.
Okay.
I don't think I'd like anything long enough to have it permanently attached to me.
Yeah, okay, I can agree. I'm going to give a quick shout out to my tattoo man, Lee, who's at Cougars Tattooing on Riversdale Road in Hawthorne. He's awesome and you should probably check him out if you feel up to it. And I think we're going to go to a song and then we're going to come back with some events for you for the weekend, which I think we're all very excited because Midsummer Carnival is finally here.
I know.
You're on Lay Link with Basha and Tian on Joy. And you're back on Lay Link with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. It's event time.
Event time.
It's
tell us what we're
time.
Doing on the weekend. It's
what
a good weekend. I'm so looking forward to tomorrow night.
I'm really looking forward to tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is the Her Society launch party. Of course, Her Society,
Saturdays
Natalie and
6.
Ginny, Saturdays at 6 p.m. on Joy. They are throwing a launch party. I'm really excited. It's
I am
be
excited.
At D&M Nightclub on Commercial Road in South Yarra. You can come down and support Her Society and Joy FM. Oh, it's going to go off.
It is.
It's going to go off. And D&M, of course, they're such an awesome venue.
Yep.
I'm really excited about it. Really excited.
It'll be a
fun
evening.
They're going to have DJs all over the place. They're going to have rooms open all over the... Oh, it's just... Oh, oh,
and we
God.
All just have to mention the word Wanli.
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 I don't know if we're allowed to say that. It's a secret.
We've just said it.
Too late. Say Wanli on the door.
We didn't say why.
Wanli.
We just said say the word.
Wanli.
But anyway, so what's happening on Saturday?
Okay, Saturday we've got Swagger, basement level Geddes Lounge, Geddes Lane in
okay.
Melbourne from 10 p.m. to late. That's the usual kind of hip-hop R&B all over the shop. It was good. It's good. It's good. We enjoyed it last time. Yep. Yeah, you don't even remember. That's okay.
I don't remember being there, but
Sunday.
Anyway, it's okay.
Sunday.
Okay, we love Sunday.
Sunday, the day that you all need to pay attention to and you all should be attending, Midsummer Carnival.
Woohoo!
Carnival!
I love this thing.
Down at Birrarung Ma in Melbourne, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. This will be followed by Tea Dance, which is on-site, and Golden Babe Time, which will be at the Deck, Melbourne, from 6 p.m. to late.
And look out for the Blue Tarp, ladies.
Look out for the Blue Tarp, yes, of course. The Les Fuck Ladies from the Lesbian Social Fun Club will be on the Big Blue Tarp on the hill at Birrarung Ma. We will be hanging out. Basha
yep.
and I will be there saying hello
Natsuki
to everyone.
Natsuki will be there.
Natsuki Kudelski will be there to give everyone a nice big hug.
Yep.
And yeah.
we are welcoming of all
yeah.
strangers,
everyone.
New people. Just come yeah. and say hello.
Come
if you're too embarrassed to say hello, just stand on the corner and just sort of put a foot on the tarp.
Yeah.
And we will come and say hello yeah. to you.
Put a foot on the tarp.
So
that's
we know
inviting.
That you belong to our that so we know that you belong to the group.
That's inviting.
And we'll just come and say hello. If you're a bit too shy and you're just, you know, a bit worried, just do that.
It's sounding
a little
good.
Effort.
It's sounding good.
But yes, we will do that.
Big Blue Tarp. Look, Midsummer Carnival, of course, it's an all ages event. It's a hell of a lot of fun down there during the day. There's
it
a
is.
Lot to do. There's stalls, bazaar. Joy will be down there.
Yep.
And Joy will also be bringing you all of the midsummer happenings during the day. So you should tune in.
Yes.
If you can't happen
and
to get
the
down there.
And then there's the dog show.
And there's a dog show.
Yeah.
The dog show has been, last year when I was there, I watched the dog show and it was hilarious. It was
they were
so
cute.
Much fun.
They
and
were
the dogs
cute,
were so cute.
Yeah, I know.
I'm really hoping this year it's not as hot as it was last year. Because last year I had...
Oh, is Ruby not hosting?
funny. I see what you did there. I think she is hosting though.
Well, then it will be pretty hot.
I don't know. I'll check her Facebook page because unlike Whitney Mixter, she hasn't unfriended me yet.
Oh, thank God.
hopefully you guys can come and say hello to us down at Midsummer Carnival. It's going to be a huge day. Remember to slip, slop and slap.
If the sun is out. If not, we're turning the blue tarp into a marquee.
If we are. All lesbians, please, BYO poll.
Yes.
Tenfold,
we'll put your IKEA skills to the test.
We will. For more information about Midsummer, you can check out www.midsummer.org.au for all the information on the summer season's events. Anyway, it's been a great show, hasn't it?
I've enjoyed it.
It's been a lot of fun.
It has.
I think we haven't made any mistakes, so that's...
I think that's why you paid Nobody's Perfect, because you were trying to hint that you're perfect. Was that the reason?
Yeah.
And now you're going to play my song.
I love this song. You have been loving this song. You've been asking me to play it for the last, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
2 weeks. I hadn't listened to it, and I have to admit that this week I think this is the only song that got me through my work days.
See, I told you. I knew you'd like this song.
It is hot.
Just listen to me, see? Sometimes you just have to listen to me.
I will. And you know what? From now on, I'll listen. I will listen.
So, ladies, next week. Same time.
It's Nicole.
Same place.
It's Nicole.
It's Nicole.
She's a little bit wet. She's a little bit wet.
We're not going there.
Okay. You've been listening to Lay Lingrid, Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.